This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm sorry, I just have to say this. I don't even know if it's, you know, worth you guys listening to, but I just have to, I'm a doctor. I've been a physician now for, let's see, I got my medical degree in the late 90s. And I, you know, went into residency, private practice. I've been a medical doctor for the longest time. And you would think that I would be not so naive about things. So I, every now and then I got like bowel issues. I told you guys about that, where I have adhesions that, have kinked my bowel. And I have scar tissue because I had an ovarian tumor, which was benign. But after having surgeries and things like that that I've been through, I have an echo. Can you guys hear that echo? Oh, it's gone. Oh, man. Oh, I love my voice and stereo sound. So anyway, so I have issues, right? And so every now and then, I like a nice, good enema. It just helps. And most doctors don't recommend you guys do enemas, but I'd say every few months. All right. So, but I also enjoy a good sale. I like saving money. So I'm on the Walmart website, and this happened about maybe a couple months ago, and I decided to buy some Fleet enemas. And you know you could get a 4-pack. So you can buy the enemas where there's 2 in a pack or 4 in a pack. And then I guess Walmart tells you how many cents per each, and you're like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm only paying like, you know, 17 cents more. So I decide to buy a 4-pack. Now, the problem is my eyesight's going. I think I need glasses now more than I wear them. I refuse to wear glasses because I got LASIK done. And until I make my money back from the LASIK, I'm not going to spend it on a pair of glasses. But I got some reading glasses. So the first 4-pack of enemas that I wanted to buy on Walmart, I clicked, you know, for shipping because I don't like to walk into a Walmart anymore because otherwise I'll spend more money. I just wanted it shipped to me. So the first 4-pack, they said, oh, available for pickup. And I'm like, but I don't want to walk in and pick up my enemas. I would like the enemas mailed, like a little bit more privacy. So I try to buy another box. And again, it said available for pickup. I'm like, no, I want the enema shipped to me. So then what I did is it shipped with a P. So then I found a box. I found a box, a 4-pack. I'm like, oh, okay, well, maybe, you know, the other, you know, groove of enemas wouldn't be shipped, but I found one that would be shipped, so I bought it. Okay, so it came through, and, you know, and I bought, you know, cat food and other stuff because you have to, I think, spend like $50 for a minimum so you get free shipping. And when I get the little Fleet enemas, they're really, really tiny. The box is really tiny. Now, if you guys have ever seen an enema has about, I don't know, 30, 50, maybe it's about 100 cc's. I mean, it's like a big, it's kind of like, I don't know, let me see. It's about maybe, it's a couple hundred cc's. It's a nice big dose of fluid. Well, this, it had maybe 7.5 cc's. I mean, really tiny. So I'm like, damn, I must have bought enemas for infants. So I just threw the box away, okay? Now, we'll get to the point soon, okay? So yesterday, and I know I'm open, but I don't care about being open because you guys deal with the same problem as I do. So don't try to sit on your high horse acting like you don't have the medical issues that I do. We all have this problem. So yesterday, I tried to go potty, and something wouldn't make the curve. It wouldn't make the turn. And I'm like, what's going on here? And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, okay, this is ridiculous. And I'm like, well, here's the thing. Okay, I need to get this, and I knew I was constipated. I knew I had to get it out. But I'm like, I don't want to waste money on a whole entire, you know, 200-300cc enema. So I'm like, I'll go use one of those little baby infant enemas. So I go and I grab one, and again, my glasses aren't on. Okay, I'm not wearing my glasses. So what I do is I use it, and it's like maybe 4 or 5 cc's, you know, I put up in there, and within a minute or two, we are talking almost like Mount Vesuvius explosion, all right? I race to the potty, and not only did that sucker make the turn, but I mean, all the traffic on the 405 got dislodged. I mean, we are talking everything got completely like out. And I decide to actually put my glasses on. I'm like, what the hell did I just insert rectally? I mean, what the heck did I just use that I thought was like a little baby enema? Well, it was a liquid glycerin suppository. So it wasn't an enema. It was a liquid form of glycerin suppository. Now, some of you guys are like, well, you never put, you know, nitroglycerin. It wasn't nitroglycerin, okay? It wasn't nitroglycerin. It was glycerin. And I guess how glycerin suppositories work is they draw fluid from your intestine. The whole job of your intestine is to suck water and fluid out of the stool because your body needs the necessary fluid. These glycerin suppositories help draw that fluid back. So now you have that extra fluid and things can slide out. So my point is, one, read the box, okay? I mean, read the box. Number two, wear your glasses. I know a lot of you guys do not wear your glasses, all right? And you try to fight it and you're like, well, I'm going to force myself to have better vision by training them to read without. No, it doesn't work that way. Once your vision starts to go and you lose your accommodation over 40, you're not going to be able to read. But the main point I'm making is do not ever, ever, ever underestimate any form of medication or health aid that's super tiny. Because some of the tiniest of stuff is the most powerful. And I mean, I am living proof that I almost had my colon explode. Because imagine if I decided to mathematically calculate the cc's. What if I had run out of enemas and I decided to take these little baby things and take like 20 of them to equal the amount? I don't know if I'd be alive. So please read the box. Lord have mercy. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY. Don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliberti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you. by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-9444. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple-action formula contains two unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-9444 for the best sleep of your life. 800-644-9444 or visit TryRelaxium.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason and Jonathan, who's working the dial. Sorry, we got Daniel, Jonathan, Jason. Who's over there? Who's working my dials today? Hi, Jason Z. Hi, Jason. Man, I love it. I have my choice of men. It's great. Jason's awesome. And thank you to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Look at this iRemote. GCN is in Minneapolis. I can't see that far. I'm in Las Vegas. It is very hard to see, especially since I don't wear my glasses all the way to Minneapolis. So, St. Paul. So, everybody cut me some slack. Jack. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, Mariah's pretty upset. I can't read her email, but she says fake news. Isn't the government giving us fake news about the vaccines? Now, what she's talking about here is This story. All right, we have a couple stories on the vaccines. Instagram is now going to block anti-vaxxer hashtags on a crackdown on medical fake news on the social media site. I got to tell you, man, this vaccine controversy is not going away. People are mad, and both sides are very, very passionate, and it's going to take the Supreme Court, or I don't even think the Supreme Court's going to be able to solve this one. So what's happening is Instagram is now getting a lot of heat because if anti-vaxxer groups are posting things on social media, and the majority of people, and I'm a part of that, all right, I mean, I am pro-vaccines, do not like what is being, shall we say, distributed, if it doesn't have scientific basis, Instagram is now saying they are going to block or remove. However, what Mariah says, and what I guess a lot of people are arguing, and they have a point, is how do they know what the other side is giving is not fake news? And are we looking at a filtering or a cleansing of certain information where both sides cannot air their view? So here's the thing, okay? The anti-vaxxers, and by the way, with any sort of controversy, with any sort of subject, you're going to have both sides. You're going to have very logical arguments on both sides, and then you're going to have some people that just seem to be completely out there on both sides, okay? There's extremes. There's always extremes, and I'm not a big fan of extreme, extreme, extreme. I love the whole moderate sort of discussion, okay? And so for me, having family members who have autism and Asperger's, when somebody says that a vaccine causes autism, I don't buy it. I don't buy it, and the science isn't there. However, when a parent says that they were their child was the one in a million who was communicative, social, was developing, and then afterwards started to stall, I believe that parent and that child deserve some study. Somebody needs to study that and investigate it. The problem is we have to be very, very careful with what goes on social media, because now people go to Dr. Google. They don't go to Dr. Dahlia or Dr. Bob or Dr. Bill or Dr. Mary. They go to Dr. Google first. And if you have stuff on there that could be wrong, that could unfortunately be the life or death to somebody, especially as a child. So if somebody posts something, let's say on Instagram, saying, you know, don't give your child the chickenpox vaccine because it will kill them, does Instagram have a responsibility to pull that off or block that or stop it? Yet if somebody says, don't give the chickenpox vaccine because my friend's daughter had a side effect and we are scared to death, and if that was true, do they have a right to post that? And so the problem we have is we have the vaccine program, which is very robust and successful. Nobody can doubt, even anti-vaxxers will admit that we have, you know, definitely put an end to polio epidemics, smallpox epidemics, a whole variety of epidemics. Nobody's arguing with that. But since nothing is 1,000% safe, we are going to have these cries for, you know, hold the phone, everybody, and this dissension. Now, I agree that Google, Yahoo, Bing, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, etc., they have got to be careful with what they are perpetuating. They are allowing to be perpetuated on their platforms. However, one argument I got from another listener who didn't want this written was, what if there's a government-run ad or a government-sponsored ad saying something is safe and it's not? Is that fake news? 1-877-DocDali, 1-877-DOCDALI. Facebook is going to announce they're going to minimize recommendations of this content and accounts that post it. They say short-term measures are going to include blocking hashtags associated with known health-related misinformation, including vaccines cause autism, vaccines are poison, and vaccines cause harm. So the hashtag vaccines cause harm is what's causing a big, big controversy, because you do have a few people out there who claim that the vaccine harmed them. The problem, again, they have is the burden of proof is on them. If a child, let's say, went through a reaction, how do we know 100% it was the vaccine? It could have been, you know, an infective agent. It could have been a pathogen. Now, will doctors be on the side of the patients? A few years ago, somebody asked if they think they had a reaction to a vaccine, should they even go to their doctor, or is their doctor not going to believe them? It was in response to doctors not taking patients who were unvaccinated. There's a large amount of doctors that will not take your child if the child's not vaccinated. So the parent was afraid that if they told the doctor that the child had a reaction to the vaccine, they could be kicked out of the practice. And I said, of course you got to tell your doctor. You know, if it was a localized reaction, if the child felt sick, if the child felt whatever, you have to, it has to be documented. You've got to be honest with your doctor. But what we're slowly starting to see here is this fear of speaking out. And so, on one end, no, you can't spew out that a child getting a vaccine is going to turn autistic. You know, you can't, if we don't have the scientific evidence, you can't do that. But you do have parents out there that are fearful. And again, I am pro-vaccine. I am very pro-vaccine. I love that we are vaccinating against, you know, all these diseases. But I am not going to kick a person out of a practice, you know, who has a sore throat or an ear infection because their mom didn't vaccinate them. I can't do that because it's not the child's fault. So people think they're being silenced now on social media. You guys have to realize that social media, whether it's Instagram, whether it's Facebook, whether your internet is Google or whatever, there is going to be a slant. Nothing is neutral. So if it's a part of the growing, shall we say, body of acceptance, it's going to be okay. If not, it won't be. I mean, you know how many, jokes and stuff were made 10, 15 years ago? Like, for example, on American Idol, Ryan Seacrest, this was years ago, about a decade ago, Ryan Seacrest and Simon Cowell were kind of going back and forth, making fun of each other for being gay. I guess Simon Cowell told him to come out of the closet or something like that. So everybody was joking about it or whatever. Okay, well, no, that's not acceptable now. That's not going to be up on social media. And so, you know, some people will use social media as a litmus test of what is now okay in society. I don't like that idea. I think you guys should use common sense when it comes to that. But we have a huge anti-vaccine movement. And yes, we have a lot of misinformation out there. But one of the biggest goals of the anti-vaccine movement is for there to be transparency of what could be happening when it comes to vaccines. Now, when we come back, we're going to be talking about we're going to be talking about chickenpox parties and how Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin is now criticized because he exposed his children to real chickenpox. Now, one of our listeners had asked about natural immunity versus man-made induced immunity. We're going to talk about that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In New Zealand, the Muslim called to prayer on this Friday as the nation remembers the moment 1 week ago when a gunman opened fire, killing 50 people in two mosques. An imam told a crowd of thousands, "The country is brokenhearted, but not broken." The alleged shooter is an Australian white supremacist, and Australia's national security official, Mike Pezzullo, is warning those who follow his ideology.
You are on our radar, and you will not be able to incite the racial strife that you seek. The scrutiny and pressure that you are under will only intensify.
Boeing says it will now make standard on its 737 MAX aircrafts a safety feature that might have helped avoid two deadly crashes in Ethiopia and Indonesia. This is USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why we offer tools to give you a deeper sense of the people behind the paper, like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or it expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're talking about vaccines, side effects, Instagram blocking anti-vaxxer rhetoric. Taking your questions, your comments, your calls, your emails. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Or Dr. Dahlia at hotmail.com, DOCTORDALIAH at hotmail.com. Okay. One of our listeners had asked if the government would be open to explaining the list of side effects if it possibly goes against their campaign to vaccinate. So what they're talking about is will the government be truthful about telling us if there's a vaccine side effect? Because, of course, their campaign is to make sure our kids are healthy. And it's kind of like the concept of Armageddon. Remember the movie with Bruce Willis? Would the government really tell us if a meteor was coming at us or an asteroid or whatever coming at us to, you know, blow up the Earth? Even though it doesn't really blow up the Earth, it lands on the Earth and then it sends this shock wave and all this dirt and dust and whatever happens. You know, you just can't have things pounding into the Earth. It just doesn't really work that well for us. And then would the government tell us? Would they want panic? And so when you look up vaccine side effects, they're very hard to find. They'll talk about the basic, most common ones, the localized reaction, the inflammation. You could get a little myalgias, achy, etc. But in terms of numbers, it's difficult. But there is a way for you to get some data. It is government run, okay? You know, so, you know, if you trust the government, you're going to love it. If you don't trust the government, you won't. But it's called the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, or VAERS. It's a national vaccine safety surveillance program run by the CDC and FDA. And they do serve as an early warning system to detect possible safety issues. And I guess it was created in the 90s in response to the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act. If any health problem happens after vaccine, anyone, doctors, nurses, vaccine manufacturers, any member of the general public can submit a report to VAERS. And it's used to detect safety problems that may be related to a vaccine. So, they want to know, all right, if there's a problem, all right, if there's any adverse event, any side effects. They'll also monitor increases in even the minor side effects. So let's say you have some arm pain or arm soreness. Bring that up. Again, you know, if the government finds out that maybe it's a administration issue where somebody's not administering it correctly. They're trying to, you know, put in the deltoid, but we have untrained people giving vaccines. I mean, these are things that the government needs to know. And then if there's a vaccine-related side effect that seems to happen in a group of children or adults who have a certain medical problem, then they could, you know, surmise that, okay, you know, maybe people with this sort of illness, you know, maybe we have to have different rules when it comes to vaccination. So they do need data, and they do want data. And I'm not saying this to defend the government, but, you know, they're not going to have a closed ear to somebody report a side effect. The problem is, and the reason why I have some issue with the anti-vaxxer movement, is if we have too many people on the extremes saying, oh my gosh, vaccines are going to kill us, they're going to kill the whole population, that starts to close people's ears. Okay, we really need people listening. If somebody has an honest-to-God side effect to a vaccine, that's some serious stuff. There's been reports of side effects to the Gardasil, very rare, but when they happen, we want to make sure you're being listened to. But if it gets written off because they think you're a quote-unquote anti-vaxxer, you're doing the whole country a disservice, and that's the problem, you know. The anti-vaxxers maybe don't even deserve to have that label. You know, people are now kind of using that label to, you know, make them look like cookies. But honestly, when you have people that are concerned about vaccines, that are concerned about their children, like I said, the reason why I can't, even though I'm pro-vaccine, I can't, you know, make fun of them or criticize them to the degree that others do, because again, you know, many of them are, you know, doing this for their kids. They're, you know, concerned about injecting their kids with a medicine that there could be a vaccine. One of you had quoted the CDC site saying that, let me see, you sent me, I've got to look up the email, I'm sorry. As with any medicine, there is a remote chance of vaccine causing a serious injury or death. And she wants to know, how do you convince me to now inject my child? So, how I convince people is just look at polio. Polio scared the hell out of parents. We don't have polio, thank God. Now, there is this new polio-like illness that's scaring some parents that's coming out. We might have to develop a vaccine for that. But if you have a child that wakes up paralyzed for life or possibly can't breathe, you're going to wish you vaccinated that child. So, I had a relative die of tetanus. You bet your butt I'm pro-tetanus. I mean, I am pro these vaccines. However, I do understand that many people are scared. So you can report adverse event to VAERS. There's an online site. It's through the government, through mail, etc. Reportable conditions. There's even a National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. Now, that's what kind of complicated the anti-vaxxer movement. When people in the 90s were starting to complain about vaccines, they were being accused of doing it, so they got compensation. And then you have the question of if somebody really did have an adverse event and the government doesn't want to pay you, are they going to say, this wasn't from a vaccine? And the burden of proof, unfortunately, is on the patient, which is really difficult because you as a family might be dealing with a Guillain-Barré or something else. But there is VAERS data, and there's access to it, easy access to it. Not sure what the turnaround time is, but there is a means for you to report. Now, in the news, a lot of controversy over Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin. He chose to expose all 9 of his children to the chickenpox. He said they had his children, they were miserable for a few days, and they all turned out fine. So chickenpox parties have been something that a lot of some parents who are either anti-vaccine or they're pro-natural immunity have been doing. I think it's crazy when people are selling lollipops, chickenpox-infected lollipops, online. I think that's even illegal. So you have that kind of stuff. I think there's a company selling used tissue from chickenpox kids. But if your kid has chickenpox, they are an overnight celebrity. Everybody in the neighborhood wants that kid. If your kid has chickenpox, everybody wants him. Because you have people, you know, saying, look, I went through natural immunity. I'm scared to death of the chickenpox. Let me give my kid natural immunity. The problem is shingles. Shingles is nasty. And when shingles comes out as an adult, I mean, it could cause blindness, it could cause a variety of, you know, issues, post-traumatic neuralgia, where you could be in pain for life. And so we don't want people getting viruses if they don't have to. If they could ward them off and fight them off, the better. But there is an argument that, like Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin is saying, where, you know, natural immunity, may have some place, obviously. So are chickenpox parties a good idea? We doctors say no. We do not want anybody exposed on purpose to an illness because there's the 1 in a million chance or 1 in 10,000 chance that they could have a very serious adverse event with that chickenpox virus, like measles, mumps. These viruses can kill. Flu. Pneumonia. You know, the viruses can spread and they can kill. So when you're worried about the 1 in a million chance of getting a side effect to a vaccine, you have to realize there's also that 1 in a million or even less, 1 in 10,000, 20,000 chance that there could be a serious injury or death from the virus. And that's why we doctors don't recommend that for natural immunity. Natural immunity is cool, but it's still unpredictable on what a pathogen can do. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliberti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-9444. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple-action formula contains two unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-9444 for the best sleep of your life. 800-644-9444 or visit TryRelaxium.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
DOCDALI So this is interesting. This is actually mind-blowing. There's a university professor from Utah Valley University, who has resigned because he admitted to his class that he watched child porn. He's 42 years old, and he told students how he saw beautiful, wonderful children of this earth in compromising positions and sexual positions. He's a part-time economics professor. I'm not sure where that came out and why it came out, but he admitted to it. And he confessed to his class, according to KSL.com, about a child pornography addiction. Now, the class was video streamed and was recorded on a USB drive back on December 3rd. Then it was presented to the UVU Police Department, which subsequently contacted the Department of Homeland Security. Investigators reviewing the recorded classroom lecture noted that about 90 minutes into his class, he ceases his discussion of the subject matter related to macroeconomics and begins talking to his students about taking them on his spiritual journey. He then goes on to talk about his involvement with viewing child pornographic materials, according to court documents. The lecturer went on to say, "The very worst thing that I can share with you is the fact that I have seen you, beautiful, wonderful children of this earth, in compromising positions and sexual positions. If we are talking about a line in the sand, then we are taking it south of an area that we shouldn't be. I'm sorry, but I have seen that." Now, he said, while continuing to apologize, the professor told the class that he had not touched anyone inappropriately and does not keep a library of pornographic images, except what is in his head. "If you are a human being," he said, "who I saw, I am not sorry that I saw you. As terrible as it sounds, I am sorry that I looked at you in that way. I am sorry that I chose to look at you in that way," he told the class. Meaning, this wasn't that he accidentally came across an image and he said, "Oh my gosh, I can't unsee that. That's horrible." It's he is apologizing for continuing to watch. Now, a number of students obviously made complaints with the UVU Ethics Point Complaints Program due to the graphic nature of the classroom confession to viewing child pornographic materials. And the student had said he started talking about how he had never inappropriately touched a child, and in a roundabout way, he talked about, I'm guessing, his porn addiction. "I don't think I actually heard him say pornography," spoke the student. After that, he said he was going to take us on a spiritual journey, and that is when I decided to leave class because I didn't want to go on a spiritual journey. That has nothing to do with macroeconomics. So it was super weird, and I just don't feel like it was an appropriate thing to do in a macroeconomics class. So the Department of Homeland Security obtained a warrant to search a professor's midway home on February 28th to seize electronic equipment or discs that could potentially contain the child pornography. Right now, though, it doesn't say if anything was found. So the next day, the professor was confronted about his in-class confession by Laura Carlson, the school's director of Equal Opportunity Affirmative Action, and he rendered his resignation. The professor has not been arrested or charged. University spokesman Scott Trotter released a statement on Wednesday saying that the man was employed at Utah Valley University from August 2014 to December 2008. Okay, 18. Now, all right. Wow. We had a lecturer once years ago that had been very open about stuff. And he had told us that, I don't know why this came up, but he had said that, you know, his granddaughter was on his lap once and he got an erection. Then he made the granddaughter leave his lap or whatever, and he left the room, whatever. And he said he wasn't attracted to his granddaughter, but that this happened. And I remember we were in class going, why did he tell us that? What? We can't unhear that now. Why did he tell us that? And we thought it was completely off the wall. And I guess we assumed what he was trying to do was telling us that sometimes physiologically your body may like something that it shouldn't. And it's a very natural response. And some of the students are like, yeah, I mean, you know, I've had sex dreams about so-and-so, and I, you know, and then I guess the conversation changed to that, and it didn't go further, you know? But that's still a lot different from child pornography, but it was something that was very, very open. And even though we were really taken aback by what he said, I have to admit that that particular lecturer had some guts throwing that out there to try to put people at ease, where if they, let's say, do get an erection or whatever, accidentally, right? Not because it's from the mind, it could be very very biological, physical, from people that they shouldn't, it isn't the most uncommon abnormal thing, even though in society it is abnormal. And, you know, you will have patients ask you, you know, look, I got turned on by my sister and I don't want to be. How the hell did that happen? Or they'll have a dream about being with somebody, you know, and they're like, oh my gosh, how am I having these incestual thoughts? And, you know, one explanation in psychology is because, you know, you will dream about things that are wrong. You know, you will dream about things that, you know, you'll dream about murder, you'll dream about rape, you'll dream about things because your body is processing everything in its sleep. You know, and so that doesn't necessarily mean you have a sexual attraction to somebody. I talked about one of my listeners who was having homosexual dreams about his boss. And he said, but I'm not homosexual. I'm really not. I love my wife. I'm not attracted to my boss. And, you know, one answer for that was he was dreaming that possibly because of a power issue. The boss had power over him, and he felt, you know, maybe like he couldn't, I don't know, advance, or it might have had something more to do with, you know, the hierarchy or the control that the boss had or abuse or something. And it got extrapolated into and projected into a more sexual theme in his dream. So, people always freak out about their dreams. People always freak out about their thoughts. People always freak out about accidentally getting an erection. It happens. You know, I can't tell you how many times I would examine somebody who had, I'd have to examine a hernia or discharge. They would have an erection in the middle of the exam. Wasn't a sexual thing. It was they're nervous. When you're nervous, things happen. I mean, ask any 12-year-old boy who gets called on in math class. When they get nervous, it happens. So it's a response. But watching and continuing to watch child porn and almost talking about it as trying to almost do a confession, and that sounds like what he might have been doing. I mean, again, this is all alleged, but maybe he was trying to, you know, confess, and he thought that explaining that to his class was a way for him to, you know, atone for his sins. Psychologically, we don't understand why somebody would have that sort of fetish or why somebody would want, there's no evolutionary reason. There's evolutionary reasons for you to be attracted to people of certain sexes. But in terms of age, there's no, because again, that doesn't, you know, promote the human race. You should not have any desire, you know, for anybody that's a youth or, you know, not developed. And so that, unfortunately, falls under some pathology. And he admitted it's a class, and he's no longer working. Yep, that's the way it goes. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliberti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you.
by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-9444. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple-action formula contains two unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-9444 for the best sleep of your life. 800-644-9444 or visit TryRelaxium.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.